This is Points North. I'm Dan Wanshura. Right now, Libor Ondras is tuning a violin which made it through the Holocaust. Ondras is the music director of the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra in Petoskey. The violin is a rich brown color. It has a beautiful inlaid Star of David decorating the back of it. Ondras says instruments like this one offered a little bit of normalcy for Jewish prisoners kept in concentration camps all over Europe.
Being able to hear some music gave them strength to go on and perhaps hope to that this once will be over.
The Nazis would sometimes spare Jewish musicians headed for the gas chambers because of their musical talent. Judy Zorn is the executive director of the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra.
They had orchestras that played in the morning when prisoners were going out to work, to the work camps. They played when they were coming back in. They played when they were in line for the gas chambers. They played for executions. They played for a lot of things.
The violin that Ondras is playing was restored by a man named Amnon Weinstein, a violin maker in Israel. Decades ago, he came across a violin which made it through the Auschwitz concentration camp. When he cracked open the case, he found ashes from the crematorium inside. After that, Weinstein began collecting other instruments from the Holocaust and started a project called Violins of Hope. He's collected over 60 instruments. He restores them and then loans them to musicians and orchestras around the world.
What this project certainly means to Amnon Weinstein is to give a voice to the musicians who were silenced, and now these instruments speak again.
On Sunday night, Libor Ondras will open the Violins of Hope concert in Petoskey with this solo called Tefillah by Lara Auerbach. When he's done performing, he'll pass the instrument on to the concertmaster, who will then take a turn playing it. And so, the violin will get passed down through the entire violin section of the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra. You can see a picture of the violin on our website, interlockinpublicradio.org.